Hello, you beautiful warrior women. Karen McCoy here, coming from beautiful Vancouver Island, BC, Canada, and another episode of Over 40 Fit and Lean Lifestyle Podcast for the 40 plus women. We are here to lose body fat, build lean, shapely muscle, and look and feel amazing at 40, 50, 60 plus. So today what I want to talk about is something that is coming up more and more. So a lot of stuff going on out there, as you guys know. There's a lot of weird stuff happening. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of dissension. The world seems to be going crazy. It also feels like we're in an economic meltdown, although it kind of feels like we've been in it since 2008, but whatever. It's getting to a place of panic almost. So what I hear more and more when women book a strategy call with me, what I hear from them is, well, why would I choose to hire you or work with you when I can get the information for free? So number one, I'm thinking, well, why are we on this call? Because I don't do free. And number two, if that's the case, then have at it. If that's your jam, man, go for it. That wouldn't be my clientele base. And so here's the thing with free. Yes, there's a lot of information out there. And there is a lot of DIYs, do-it-yourselfers. And again, that's cool. And if you want your free YouTube videos, you want your free nutrition downloads, you want to do the next trendy diet, watch TikTok all day long and try to learn all these groovy moves that all these young chicks are putting together, then go for it because it's free. You're right. It is free. And so when you look at, you know, what is it that you really, really want? Do you want as the main focus and the common denominator, I want everything for free and I want to put it together myself, then have at it. But there will be no coaching or very little coaching, depending on what you're going for, right? There'll be no support. There won't be any accountability. There won't be anybody manning the ship to teach you about exercise physiology and sequencing. How to move through, what do you do if you can't do this, what about food? I mean, food is a whole other ball of wax, right? It's just like, okay, let's see, I want to lose weight, so I'm going to cut down to 1200 calories or less. Ladies, please, if you're over 40, it doesn't work. It is going to work against you. It's like you're a fish swimming upstream. You're not 20 anymore. Even in my 30s, it was easier to do this kind of stuff. My 40s were still pretty good, and then hormonal stuff started happening. Things change, right? We can't do what we used to do. And so that is the process of aging, and it needs to be understood, and it needs to be managed by somebody who knows how to do it. And it needs to be like on the ground experience. That's my view of it. Now, there are a lot of people that learn this shit from a book, and that's fine too. If you like book people and you're into like, you know, the intellect stuff and reading and following along, again, that's another whole cohort. But the best leaders, coaches, mentors, the ones that I've had and still have in my life, because I value good mentorship. I value high level expertise, because whether I do it for my body, whether I do it for my business, whether I do it for my relationship, those areas are important to me. So I am going to take my shit to somebody who is going to lead the way. Live and lead by example. And it has to be somebody who is living how I would want to live, looking and feeling how I want to look and feel, in the business sector at a level where I want to be, whatever it is. So we're in fitness and wellness and weight loss and healthy aging. So you need to find those people if you're truly serious about making this a lifestyle, okay? So we're coming up to New Year's, right? This is, if you're watching this, then I've just dated it. Yes, this is the end of 2023 and we're coming up to 2024. This is actually when I pull back on my marketing. And the reason for that is that I do not want to be in with the millions of people who are all trying to get you to buy their 10-week program so you can lose 20 pounds in 20 minutes, or this supplement or that supplement or collagen or protein or pre or post workout, post workout. All of this stuff, guys, it's all out there and there is so much noise. So as a consumer and as somebody, you trying to find something valuable that's going to work for you, I get it. It's noisy. What do you do? How do you know? All I can tell you is that in order to get to where you want, how important is it to you? And if your bottom line is, I want as cheap as possible, better yet, I want it free, then do it. However, the success rate, as you know, playing in that field is extremely low, maybe 1%, because those people already know a lot of stuff and they're putting it together because they have the expertise behind them. They're usually people that are in the field. So if you don't, it's really important that you start to understand your body is your best resource. Okay, so it's not like how many of us over the years have bought a 5-week business program or how to make money or how to invest in real estate or whatever it happens to be. And we buy the program and then we put it on the back shelf. And we may have played with it a little bit, may have gotten into it, maybe not. But this is your body. You can't put it on the shelf. You take it with you wherever you go. You're living in it and breathing into it every single moment of the day. So when we start looking at our body and how we're going to age on this planet, I want you guys to really think, what is the cost of inaction? What is the cost of still trying to put it together yourself? And again, like I say, if it's working for you or if that's what matters to you, then keep on keeping on. But if you really want to move to the next level where women are living from a different place, they're living from on high, right? They're not living with the masses like the lemmings, and they're not going off the cliff like all the lemmings are going off the cliff together because one led the pack and they all went over. And I see this, I have watched this for 30 years in the industry. It really is, it's a thinking thing. It's a head thing. It's a mindset thing. And it's hard sometimes to get women out of that. But here's the deal, man. If you've been fighting with your body or your weight, your health, your energy, your vitality, your self-love and self-worth, isn't it time to invest in somebody or something that is going to move you through to a place where you desire and deserve, right? And so when we start looking at all of this free stuff, what I always say is information is not transformation. There is tons of info out there. And when I'm on a call with a lady, it's really apparent within like 5 minutes that what I need to do is I need to do an info detox. Because they're using all the words that are out there and I can see where they're hanging. I can tell where you guys are hanging when I'm hearing about, and you have a little questionnaire that shows me the diets you've been doing, the different names, the different things online, the different, all these, freebies or $30 for 30 days kind of stuff. So I kind of know where your mind is and you're on the call with me because you want to change. And I don't do shit for free. And so I'm always wondering, but what I hear, it's almost like a little bit of a pull, right? A little bit of a rebellion. Well, why would I go with you if I can do it for free? Then go. Seriously. But they're there because they're trying to, rattle me or see what I'm all about and see what my programming, my approach is all about. And that's cool too. I can always feel it, guys. I can always feel it, okay? I feel energy as soon as you're on the call. I can feel it. That's why I don't do Zoom calls. I do it via phone because I'm listening and I can hear. I can hear what's going on through your words, through your tones, through your pausing, through all of that kind of stuff, right? And if we were on Zoom, I'd be looking at your hair and your makeup and all that kind of stuff. So I really, really, really zone in because it's really important to me that I get the goods of what's going on and that I can cut through the bullshit. A lot of times there's bullshit, guys. Okay. You know it. You're bringing forward bullshit. I've been challenged. I've been hung up on. I've been told I'm a manipulator. I don't care. It doesn't faze me anymore because something spoke to you to book a call with me. And if it's not a fit, it ain't a fit, and that's fine. My whole role on the calls, on those strategy calls, the body breakthrough calls, as I call them, is not to get you into my program. My program is by invite. I run one program. And the reason I do it is because it's full on, it's a commitment, and it takes a certain skills or certain values that the woman has to come with. She's not perfect, that's for sure. But this woman has gone in a loop for years and years and years, and she can't get her body in line. She can't lose the weight if weight loss is her thing. She can't have an easy relationship with food. She's just round and round and round and round again. And guess what? She's getting older. So what happens is there's that settling in process. And some of you may have heard me talk about this on the phone, where I say the settling in process, there ain't no research around it, but I've watched it for long time. And what it says is the body kind of gets into a groove. Oops, sorry. Kind of gets into a groove where it says, I kind of like where I'm at, and I really don't want to work at any weight loss. And oh, come on, let's just go back to what we were doing. Let's go back to, I like my chocolate cake in the evening. I like just hanging out on weekends and just watching Netflix all weekend. I really don't want to go to the gym. So the body gets in a groove and the psyche gets in the groove with it. And it's only because that is the natural instinct. That's how we're hardwired, guys. So everything I do is about rewiring, right? And we have to update this operating system, because unless that's updated, all the other habits, the patterns, the beliefs and conditioning will not shift. And if you've been in a loop year after year after year, trying maybe a new diet with a new name, it's the same habit, guys. It's the same thinking process. Or if you keep thinking, I can put all this shit together myself, there's tons of info out there. I don't need a coach. I don't need a trainer. But you can't get it together and you're not seeing any real progress in your health, in your body, then think differently. Think higher, okay? Just get out of your comfort zone. Go find somebody. Here's what I always do. I find people who are living the way I want to live, whether it's a physique coach, which I'm not competing anymore, so I'm not really in needing that right now. But I have mindset coaches, I have business coaches, I have financial and abundance coaches, I have a relationship coach, not that I really draw on them a lot, but that's there, and I know who to go to, who I'm going to choose if I want to move into that place, right? So it's really important, because those people that I'm choosing, the programs that I'm taking, the money that I spend is good money, and I want to make sure that it's a fit for me. But I want to make sure they have the same values and the same gutzpah that I have. So it has to be a fit. And it really is about what are the values and how are they living their life, right? Because if I'm hiring a guy to teach me about better financial acumen, and he shows up in a rusted old beat up van, it doesn't work. He's got to be walking the walk and talking the talk. That's the way I see it. And so do yourself a huge service and decide, what do I want? Who do I want as a mentor? What do I want to see? How do I want to live? How do I want to feel? How do I want to move through this world in 2024 and beyond? Because aging is not just a number, okay? Aging matters and it changes things. And if you say it is just a number, then you haven't quite hit that thing yet. I didn't hit it till mid-50s was when I hit it. I was still rocking and doing everything and competing and really great in my 40s, but I had already 20 years of optimum eating and training, and I had that lifestyle in place. So my body was already in a groove. If you didn't have that, we are a product of the last 20, 30, 40 years of living on this planet. So what I often see is women that are just getting into it now, or they might have lifted a few weights, but they're sputtering. They sputtered along, right? So where's the inspiration? Where is that part that says, I love this and I'm going to keep going. Or you wake up and go, I don't really love this, but you've got it within you, that inner girl, as I call it, that says, this is going to do me good. And I may not want to work out, but you've never regretted a workout. I can tell you that. I know you've never regretted a workout. So free and easy, maybe free and easy. Another reason people feel they want to go for free is because they don't really want to be accountable. They don't want to check in and they don't want to commit. When you put money on the table, you have to commit, right? And you've also in a program where there's accountability, support, there's a community, there is expertise, a high skill set. It's like some women go, whoa, that's a little bit too much for me. I don't know if I want to commit that much. It scares me. Okay, then there's different levels you can go. But just remember, your body is your body. It's the only one you have. And we must love our bodies into health. We are change agents, us pioneer women, and we are aging, or we have a choice to age differently, guys. We do not have to age like our mothers. We do not have to follow the pack, because what I can tell you for sure is the pack ain't happy and they're not healthy and they're not where they want to be. And they say the number one thing that is drawing and sucking our energy and our life force and pulling people away from their center when they're going into Crazyville is not social media. Guess what it is? It's consumerism. People are trying to fill that hole with, even though we're apparently in a recession or heading into a recession, I never know. I don't pay attention to that stuff. I honestly don't. People are moving into that because they're trying to fill that hole. And so they're buying cars and they're expanding their houses. When COVID hit and everybody was losing their jobs, the furniture and interior decorating market went crazy because people were suddenly at home. But so many of them had lost their jobs or were losing their jobs or the possibility of. So where are their priorities, right? And if you didn't lose your job, you're lucky. It's a good thing. I didn't lose mine. I was busier than ever. COVID year was one of my busiest years, but I didn't listen to the noise, guys. Everybody was being furloughed. I didn't even know what the hell furloughed meant. Seriously, like I'm on these calls and I'm busier than ever doing two, three, four calls a day. And everybody's talking about being furloughed and furloughed. And I'm like, there's that F word again. I don't know what that is. I'll look it up after this call. And I went for weeks going, everybody's being furloughed. What is that? I know. I'm a small town Canadian girl living in an island. So yeah, I'm a little bit remote, but it was interesting. The people that did come forward and the women that did come in and work with me were the women who said, I need to stay rooted. I need to stay healthy. I need to keep going. And I need mentoring and coaching. I need sanity. Some of those women are still with me as graduates. And that's really, really cool because they came in with a different story. They came in with a different perspective. And those are the ones that are true to who they are and what they want to accomplish. And they're still moving on, which is beautiful. They're mo moving through the stuff. We're still doing calls. We're still doing Zoom classes. We're still doing workouts. We're still doing the food. We're still learning mindset because that doesn't stop, guys. That's the biggest piece is the mindset piece. So if you want free, there's lots of info out there, right? Information is free to everybody, but I say this to my coaches and trainers and nutritionists and all those people in the health and wellness field. Do and think another way. There are people who will that starting to turn where they're going, well, we don't want free because there's too much noise. There's too much confusion. There is info overwhelm and they don't know what to do. And I hear that on the calls all the time. And I'm saying to you, do you want a straight line? Or do you want to keep doing this? Because you can keep doing that, and maybe, just maybe, you might make a hit and make a join, where you have something. But it's getting harder, and there's so much more anxiety, and people living in their heads and OCD. There's more food issues I see because women are so panicky about their food. They're so panicky about their weight. They're trying all sorts of different things to lose the weight that came on in the last 10 or 20 pounds, or 10 or 20 years, pardon me. And it really is just too much. What if you just sat with yourself and got real quiet and said to yourself, because this is where I always say, and this is what I teach my clients, if you want better results, ask better questions. Instead of the, how come I always, why do I always, what do I, blah, 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 all of that stuff, ask higher level questions. What do I want? What does that look like? What am I being asked to do differently? And move from there. And just decide in 2024, when the world is going effing crazy, that you're going to stay rooted and grounded and present. And you're going to build an amazing body, amazing health, and have a free and light relationship with food. And you're going to up-level that mindset so that when you walk into a room, you know who you are and you feel your power and your strength, and everybody in that room does too. That is how we're supposed to live, ladies. So that's all I got to say about the free and easy, right? I mean, I like free music. I have it all over my Spotify. But when it comes to what matters to me, nope. I want somebody who has the expertise and the skill set to be able to take me where I want to go and has everything, a proven system and strategy in place that I can plug into. And that also has somewhat individuality for me, so that I am moving and they're meeting me where I'm at. And then we move through. And those people in my world are the most treasured people I have. And I still have them in my world. And some of them are best friends with me because I value them. But I also value myself and my health. And I want to live well on this planet for the next, hopefully 20, 30 years left on the planet, maybe more, who knows. And because that ripples out, because this is not just about us getting our body and our health and our wellness back. This is about, it reaches out and ripples out to everybody and everything around us. It's not just a single body in turmoil. It is a family in turmoil, or a community in turmoil, because when everybody's in their little turmoils, that spins off into everybody. And the ripple effect of living lean and strong and healthy and energized with confidence, it ripples out to your relationships, to your partner, to your level of intimacy, to your children, to your parents, your grandparents, your community, your workplace, your friends, your relationship with the world, right? All right. All I got to say about that. Hope you guys are doing well. And don't go crazy this holiday season. Don't see your training in the gym as a, oh, do I have to? See it as, oh, I get a little quiet space where I can go wait to my little corner in the gym. Nobody knows I'm here and this is my time. Just change the story, change the meaning around it, reframe it. And even if you only get there twice a week, maybe three times a week, it's going to be better than not getting there. Because I know if you don't get there, then you're going, everything starts to slip. The food starts to slip. The level of confidence starts to slip. We start looking at ourselves in the mirror and go, oh, even if there hasn't been any change in our body, we automatically go to that place, whether it's the tummy or the butt or the legs, and go, oh, I should have done it, right? You got to keep your energy and your frequency up, guys. And that's what training does. And that's what feeding yourselves well with healthy food does. That is the frequency and the vibration that we're supposed to be living at. And this time of year, it can slip, especially for women, for mothers, for wives, for daughters, because we have a lot on our to-do list. And often we are last on our own to-do list. Put yourself up there. You deserve it. Okay, you guys, thanks for listening. Ciao.